everyone, and welcome to the Women's Healing Hour. Today's a very special show. We have a special guest with us, Niketa Canales, and I will be bringing her in along with Sharon Barr-Orr, Sandra K. Trainer-Meyer, and Rhonda Davis. So today we're going to be talking about It's Not About You, and I think it's really important for us to realize that, you know, not everything and everyone and everybody is pointing the finger at you. Usually when they're doing that, you know, those three fingers are pointing back at them. So it's really important for us to understand that we don't need to take on that energy and that hurt and that pain that can so often be put upon us because of misunderstandings or you know, things that might have occurred, especially in the past. You know, we all need to remember that the past is the past, and we need to let those things go and just be in the moment and be who we are. So I thought I would start out today. I thought I would do just a little mini minute meditation, and just to help everyone gather their selves, become centered, and connect with us. And I think we'll have a great show today. So here we go. Find yourself in your vehicle, or maybe you're just going for a walk, and you come across this beautiful place, beautiful stream, this trail. It doesn't matter what it is, where it takes you. Today we'll find this little trail, and just follow it. It looks almost like it was an animal trail. Look at everything around you. Open all your senses. What do you see? What's to the left of you? What's to the right? What do you see above you? What do you hear? And as you're walking, look below too. Do you see any animals? Do you see any winged ones? Do they hear their song? Allow yourself to just absorb all that energy. Continue walking. To the left of you, there's this beautiful forest, the tall standing ones. To the right, in the distance, you can see mountains. Beautiful lake. The flowers are abundant, wild flowers everywhere. Up ahead, you see this beautiful tree, very old one, standing there. It looks like a good place just to lean up against her, feel her energy. So go ahead and do that. Leaned up against her, allow yourself to feel her energy, beautiful healing energy of Grandmother Tree. She has many gifts if you only listen. Just take a few moments, listen to the heartbeat of the Earth Mother, and see what comes to you as you sit there. there, leaning up against her. Slowly bring yourself back. Pick yourself up and follow the trail back from where you started. Allowing yourself to be one with everything around you. Welcome back. Well, I'm going to start off with a reading I opened to this morning in Jamie Sam's Earth Medicine. And I think it's appropriate for today because it talks about walking in truth. How do you destroy a righteous person? Give him or her one follower. And this ancient Cherokee saying is truth in its purest form. The clan mother of the 11th moon cycle, Walks Tall Woman, teaches us that we must lead through example rather than asking others to follow us. The ways of the Indian ancestors are perfectly clear, applying the truth to today, just as they did many hundreds of moons ago. Sacred law is not made by human beings. To follow the rules that are made by humans can lead to a crooked trail. Long ago, no Indian would ever question another person's connection to the Creator or that person's visions or dreams. All human beings were and are responsible for their connections to spirit. When we ask for and are given guidance and direction by the Great Mystery, it is our responsibility to follow the truth being presented to our hearts. We know that truth by the serenity it brings and the gratitude we feel. And I just thought that was important because we so often take on everybody else's problems with us. And, you know, it's not us. It's them. It's their either inability to allow themselves to fully put themselves in your shoes, or they're just not. They're in a different age where they have just really stuck views of the way life should be, and how they perceive what life should be. So when we see that, you know, someone is upset with us and creating all this craziness around us, it's not about us. It's really their own. It's their troubles, their thing. And it's hard to sometimes let all that go. But unless you do, it just blocks you. It blocks your spirit. It doesn't allow you to grow and heal and feel what life is all about. I want to bring in hopefully Sandra and Rhonda. Are you with us?
Hi. This is Sandra. We're here.
Awesome.
Hello.
Hi, you guys. How are you today?
Really good. It's beautiful out.
Good, good. Good. Are you feeling the effects of fall already in your area?
Yes, we are. It's kind of cool today, but I like it better.
Yeah, I do too. It's definitely here. It was darn right chilly when I went out this morning without my shirt on. So, yeah, you definitely can see the changes. It's a beautiful day here, too. How about you, Sharon?
Yeah. I'm with you. Took me a while to find the unmute button. Well, first of all, I'm very happy to be here. Like every time, it's amazing how things shift like from time to time that I'm here. And I'm really all mesmerized about the changes that are occurring. Well, I definitely feel the effect of a new upcoming season, you know, kind of like I can really feel how the weather changes, but also the smell of fall, the smell of you know, just that, you know, like the smell of change. It's weird to say that, or maybe weirder to hear that, but it definitely feels like it, and I sure am excited about whatever is next. Back to you.
Yeah, it's definitely changes in the air in more ways than once, that's for sure. Boy, how do we start this? Sandra and Rhonda, do you have any words about today, anything that you'd like to share that came to you about this topic of it not being about you?
One thing is, I want to thank you for that Cherokee writing. That was beautiful. I had heard it before, but it sure does hold a lot of truth.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sandra. Here's Rhonda. Yeah, what you were talking about, that when you said people can't maybe understand or walk in your shoes, I think that's true because everybody views everything from their perspective, you know, and what they've been through. So you were right on with that. I'll pass the talking stick.
Okay. Well, I want to bring in our special guest here, Niketa Canales, and let her just kind of talk a little bit about who she is and why she's here. And
Hi, everybody. I'm really happy to be here today, and I thank you, ladies, for coming and joining this hour of women's healing. I think this is a really good opportunity for all of us women to kind of come together and hear what we have to say on certain topics. You know, it's right now, us as women, you know, we're really rising to another point in this time, and we're discovering our inner goddess or living our inner goddess, and it's really nice when we can take these moments to support each other and love each other and connect. So on the topic, it's not about you, I can definitely remember and still do, you know, go through times where I'm in a situation with somebody and this other person's having a really bad day, you know, they're just like upset and maybe like throw the dish across the room, and I'm sitting there like, what is going on? You know, it's something I did. What can I do to make this person feel better or anything? And I would try to like make this person feel better by, you know, I don't know, just being overly nice and just kind of like coming in their way, and I found out they were still upset and I realized there was nothing I can do. And for myself, I felt bad about the situation and maybe I had something to do with it, but realizing that, no, this person is just kind of going through their own transformation, their own thing, and, you know, I can just, like, sit back and pray for them and really send them as much love that they'll get guidance on what's going on. And I find that I have more insecurities with people when I don't have the fullest like self-esteem or self-love or even knowing of myself. if I'm in a relationship that isn't working so well, or the person is an abusive relationship, you know, I feel that there's a piece inside of me that is feeling a little insecure, and when that person acts out, you know, I reflect that on myself. And I'm knowing with, like, helping me with those situations, I've had to really gain a good, like, oomph, like, strength of who I am. What do I do? What do I know? For then, if this person's acting out on something completely ridiculous, I don't have to relate it to me, because I know maybe I've went through that, or I've grown from that situation, and I don't reflect it so much on myself. And that has, like, really helped me with dealing with these situations, just kind of a true understanding of who we are as a person. And we know that we're good people if we are, you know, like, I feel like I have a really good heart, so there's no reason why this person is upset at me. And if they are, then maybe there's something I need to learn, but, you know, not to take it on so much. Just kind of, like, be the viewer, experience it, see it, but not fully emotionally engage into it. Sometimes we take things extremely seriously, more intense than what they need to be, and rather than just kind of, you know, viewing what is going on, you know, and coming internally with these situations, like, hey, well, how did I get myself in this situation, or my vice versa, my partner or my friend? What can we learn from the situation? How can I grow? For then we can have more ease and more peace of mind. I find that also with friends that are unbalanced, they try to be a good example, maybe do some meditation or just do some uplifting things, and they'll eventually catch on to that good energy. You know, it's a good way to support your partner if they're going through a traumatic situation, of just being an uplifted person. And, yeah, so I guess that's what I would love to share. But, you know, we get into these situations all the time. It's just like, stick with yourself. You know, if people are going through a bad day, send them some love, send them some prayers, and that's really all we can do, you know. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Nikita. That was perfect. You know, that brings me back. You know, many of us might have been in situations growing up where we were around people that belittled us a lot. I know I was, for one. You know, I was extremely sensitive to begin with. So, you know, you when you're little like that and you hear these horrible things being told to you, you know, you can take that on to heart, and you really don't understand why these loving people who are supposed to be, you know, loving you could be so cruel and say so many horrible things. And it really affected me for most of my life, and it still, upon occasion, does. It's, once again, it's that heart. It's that fully accepting and loving and acknowledging yourself that you are okay as you are. And if someone else is having a problem and they're directing it towards you, you know, that's their problem, not yours. And it took me a long time to understand that. But it still can hurt when negative things come up. And it's almost, you know, once again, you know, we talk a lot about the mirror. You know, we get in situations where, and people around us that reflect what we need to learn about ourselves. And until we learn that fully, we will continue to have that contact, that twinge of energy that will cause havoc within ourselves if we're not centered and in balance and fully accepting ourselves as we are, and in our heart space. I wanted to just welcome Running Elk and with his group. He has four men with him now. He says women's circles need to connect to the men. Men need to connect with the women. Sometimes so hard, but important. There's actually 11 there. And thank you, Running Elk. I enjoy the drum, and I think it's a good way to start the show, just to get everybody in that heart space. Is there anything, Sharon, I'll pass the stick to you, that you would like to speak of that Nikita might have mentioned?
Well, first of all, I'm so happy that Nikita is here with us on the show because, you know, it gives a different energy to the show, something new, something that, something fresh. So I'm very, very happy that she's with us today, be a part of it. I was listening to what you said, what you all said, and, you know, I want to empower what you said, Sue, about the mirror, because we did, and we continue to talk about how important it is to, you know, to continue to reflect on each other. Now, we're all people. We all make mistakes. It's part of who we are, and that's totally okay. There's nothing to be embarrassed about it or to be ashamed of, but we all need to acknowledge that sometimes we are so, you know, such a powerful reflection that the people that that we consider them as friends, as loved ones, as family, they feel so comfortable with us that they will reflect what they feel on us. And I know that I did that when I was angry at myself, when I was in a very dark space. I know that I did it with Jim. I know that I did it with other people. But I feel like, you know, we need to be so honored that the people, those people are angry, you know, not the fact that they are angry, but they open themselves so much that they will be exposed and they will, you know, they won't, you know, they will try to show their emotions, try to express their emotions by projecting them upon us. So I feel when something like that happens, I feel very honored because I know the other person feels very comfortable with me. And when you have that trust and surrender between people, that's when the medicine comes. And I really feel what Gloria from Running Elks Group said, because it's really all about that connection between men and women and the connection of the circle. Now, it's really, really easy sometimes to take things personally when someone else, and especially someone that you care about, projecting, you know, his or her own emotions upon, you know, over you. And you don't know what to do with that. You want to help that, you want to help them, but they keep, you know, projecting that that energy. And you don't know what to do, and you get all frustrated for them. And that's when we need to be careful to allow them to express that, to allow them to you know, to let it out, and to protect ourselves in you know, during that process, to go through this with them, but not as them, as they are going through this. We all in different you know, spaces in our own road, but we actually talked about it when we had a show about empaths. So I think it'll be a good reminder to, you know, to go to the archives and listen to this show, because it's really connected to the one that we're doing at the moment. So yeah, talking sick is in the middle. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about having compassion for someone else who is walking their road, and not to take that, whatever it is that they're throwing at you personally, because more often than not, it's like we say, it's not about you. It's about them. They're working through what they need to work through to be able to heal. And if we're taking that on ourselves and accepting it as something we did, then we're just creating that energy space within us that is not going to allow the spirit to move through us so we can grow and learn and move forward with our life. I'd like to pass this talking stick to Sandra and Rhonda. Do you have anything you'd like to share?
I have a question for you, but I want to say I do believe everything you have said, but the other, my side of the question is, you have some family member that is verbally abusive to you. You tolerated, you tried everything you can, and you really, really tried to work it. Do you not think that this is their journey, that you need to divide, to walk a different path without them, because you're not helping them? Every time they see you, they're irritated, and they go into a really dark area. I was wondering about, sometimes don't you need to cut the cord and just let them go because they're not helping each other? We're not helping each other.
Yeah, sometimes that's what you have to do. I mean, some people just are in that dark space and they just cannot get out of it. And for us who are in more of an open heart space to walk in that energy, and sometimes that energy can be, you know, unfortunately with us 24/7. We don't need that. It's not good for our spirit. It's not good for it's not good for allowing spirit to be able to guide us. And it's a horrible energy to be in. And yes, I would say, yeah, it's time to just let them go. You know what's interesting about that? More often than not, they will come back once they work through whatever they're needing to work through. And if they don't, then that's okay too. That's nothing we have to take on, you know, within ourselves. Sandra, do you have anything?
That was Sandra. Here's Rhonda.
That's funny how often people can't tell which one of us it is. It happens a lot too.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I'm taking it personally now.
No, it wouldn't.
That's kind of why. This is Rhonda now, but that's kind of why we started identifying who's talking, because it happens a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hello, Nikita. Glad to have you here.
Hi.
I agree with everything that everybody said, and I just want to say that from my experience, I think the closer that people are to you, the more likely it's going to be that you'll see some of it. Because I think they will reflect their emotions on the people that they know are not going to leave them, the ones they can count on, especially with, like, your kids. You ever notice your kids do that a lot, you know, especially when they are growing? And they just get frustrated with life, and then they will reflect it out, and they always seem to do it to the people that are closest to them. So that was my thought, and I'll pass the talking stick.
Okay, right. Nikita, do you have anything?
I understand that. Feel the same. Trying to put myself in I've been kind of like on a road trip with somebody, you know, a lover friend of mine, and I would get upset at him for nothing that had to do with him. Like, you know, maybe the way he drove his car or, you know, ate his food or something like this. And I'm thinking, oh, this person is making me feel this way, you know, and it kind of helps me remind myself that I can put myself in that position too, of being that person that acts out, you know. I mean, I've done that before. And I had to really just kind of really open my eyes and be like, oh, this person is really has nothing to do with the way that I'm feeling whatsoever. I was like, I needed to separate myself from him because he's not at all indifferent. He's a really nice person, actually. And I don't know, I kind of was looking inside and definitely found an instability or kind of like an ungrounded, unstable feeling within myself. And I've been really working on that and doing some meditation and really connecting and filling that other side in and feeling that wholeness where I don't feel like to get affected by any or, you know, put the perception out that people are affecting me. That's pretty much what I feel. And, commenting on, you know, being in a situation in a home where it's an abusive situation, you know, absolutely. I think in any relationship or friendship or whatever it may be, a connection with a human being, it comes a point because these situations comes in our life for a reason. You know, this maybe like traumatic, uncomfortable situation, they come into our life for us to learn from them, basically, for us to see what it is that I'm reflecting upon myself with this other person, you really learn from our relationships. But finding that if I'm in a relationship for a long period of time and my spirit isn't flying, I'm not feeling so good, it's stagnant, I'm finding that I'm wanting to do more than what's happening in the household, I can either take responsibility in the home and make that happen or make that really big jump and go ahead and leave and start a new journey. Sometimes we get codependent with people, family, people we really love, and we want to be there for them, but it's not helping our spirit soar our higher selves of where we want to go, where we feel we want to go, and we're like frustrated because we're not getting there. Maybe we're feeling weighed down or just, you know, in a situation, a partnership that is affecting us. Sometimes we're going to take that big leap, whatever it will do to help you find peace, you know, within yourself. Relationships, I feel we're supposed to build each other up and love each other. And even when one person is going through a hard day, to be there for them and support them and help cheer them up, you know, and help each other grow. I feel a good harmonizing relationship with that, of just supporting each other on their journey and being open-minded and understanding and lots of compassion about what we're both going through, all going through as human beings. Raising the vibe.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I just, it all goes together. I mean, we all have things that we need to work on, you know, the other person we're with and, you know, who we are within ourselves. And that's why we connect with these people. That's why we journey with these people. And, you know, we're both together and we're family to learn and bounce things off of each other. I wanted to catch up a little bit with the chat here. I wanted to say hello to Larry, who said he was about to go to another show because this is a women's hour, but he was glad and he's staying now. So welcome, Larry. And it looks like I think this is coming from Sharon, and she's answering Sandra's question. Put yourself in front of that person and ask yourself, would it be better for the person and for myself if I will make it stop, or do I need to stay with this person and give him more time? Regardless, we always need to remember that it is not about you. And I think Nikita pretty much covered that. You know, this is turning out to be really powerful, and it's all a matter of really looking deep inside and, you know, why are we with this person and what do we have to learn from this scenario or this scene or whatever is going on in our lives. And it's really important to just to stay connected with yourself and realize when there's a little trigger being triggered by someone else that is definitely something within you that possibly needs healing and needs you need to look at. But and sometimes when there's major things going on, especially with family, because family can, boy, be really interesting in many levels. It can be really difficult. And separating yourself from that energy may be all that you can do. And once again, if they come back, they'll come back. If they don't, then it's theirs. It's their problem, and it's not yours. And not to take that on. Running Elks Group here, Anna from Running Elks Group said, young women, we older ones, have been with women a lot because of our ways and thinking men are in different places, maybe enemies even. Time to change and be one. Young ones can change this. They are, I hope so. And Sharon, do you have anything that you'd like to say about that?
I like what Anna said. I mean, it's kind of like, it's a powerful statement for sure. I think there is a lot of ages, you know, the work between the young women and the older ones need to work on. I don't think it is all about one generation. I think it's all about the seven generations anyway. It's all about the mutual work. It's all about, you know, all of us putting 100% of who we are into the circle, invest that energy into the circle and get what we need from it. And I'm sure that we all do, but when it comes to you know, this topic of like Sandra's question about if someone, you know, if you're in a relationship with someone that is that abuses you, what should you do? What can we do? Again, I wrote what I think a person needs to do, in my opinion. But it's not it's really easy to look at things from the, not from the place of the conflict, but to look at it from a different angle and say, you know what, you should leave that person for, you know, to be on his own or her own, and to kind of like to end things and stop that relationship. It's easy to say that, but when you're in that, you know, that paradox and you don't know what you're going to do because you're afraid on the one hand that whatever you'll do, you will hurt someone. That's a lot of work with conscious, with mirror, with meditation to go inside yourself and ask yourself, will it be for his benefit if I will, you know, stop a little bit or stop for a while, go off and see what, you know, what comes afterwards. Maybe the medicine will come only for himself. Maybe I'll make it worse. I think when it comes to the abusive part, we always need to think for, you know, for the benefit of ourselves first. And I'm not saying that out of ego or something, but when we remove ourselves from the equation, we're not doing good, not for the other person, not for the circle, especially not for us. The energy is really important, and I hope people will get that. And I hope that, you know, the people, the women, the men out there that are listening to this show and will listen to this show in a couple of months or a year from now or maybe 10 years from now will be able to make a decision, and this is the affirmation, you know, I hope so, like every show, but this one is really, it's really important because it's not that obvious. Back to you.
Yeah, anytime there's any kind of abusive, you know, abuse in a relationship, I don't care if it's verbal abuse, that can be just as damaging. And, you know, and it can go both ways. It can be for women and it can be for men, too. It doesn't matter. If the relationship is to the point where there's any kind of abuse physically, mentally, spiritually, there's no room for growth for either person. And sometimes you need to really just separate yourself from that situation. I know myself that I stayed way too long in relationships because I had such a low self-esteem. I really felt that maybe that was, you know, the way relationships were supposed to be because that's what I grew up with. You know, the verbal abuse and the attacks and stuff. So that was normal, I guess, and for a long, long time that was not that it was comfortable, but I didn't realize how much that was harming myself and my personal growth. And it was really not until I was in my late 30s that I started realizing that, you know, there was something that within me, you know, I know we're talking about, it's not about you, but there was still something within me that was attracting this type of energy that I needed to work through. And so, you know, over the many, many several years and lots of hard work, journaling, going within, you know, I learned to help heal that injured place within me, that self-esteem, and started to grow in spirit and realize that, wow, you know, I don't deserve that. Nobody does. So, I mean, there's so many places we could go with this, and I would like to, anything that Sandra or Rhonda?
Okay, this is Sandra. One thing I wanted to say was you have to realize that some relationships, be it family, friends, or whatever, is toxic to you, and it ruins your life. I had found that this relationship that I'm talking about was like me and my sister. She's very abusive to me, which is here or there because I'd cut that string. But I was bringing that back into my life, and I was projecting that out. And then Rhonda one day said to me, "Do you hear yourself every time you talk to her?" And I thought, oh, I need to stop this right now. And I heard myself let her bring into my life anger and distaste. And so this is family or not. You sometimes have to cut the cord. Rhonda's turn.
And I'll throw another perspective in on that because I was just talking to my daughter a couple weeks ago, and she had an experience where she saw someone displaying some behavior that she thought was really not caring. And she looked at this person, and her reaction was, "Oh, my God, I've done that. That's kind of ugly. I don't want to do that anymore." You know, so it's all tied together. You know, if you can't make any progress with people in your lives that are always in the same place, then you have to walk away. But it also can be a huge mirror, you know, to yourself, what it could be showing you what you need to work on too, you know. So it goes both ways, and I'll pass the talking stick.
Yeah, it definitely does go both ways. And I know what really triggered the show was a volunteer who had mentioned, you know, she came in and I asked her how she was, and she said, okay. And I, you know, just the way she said it, you know, I just, and she kind of mentioned, you know, what was going on with her son and her new fiance, and how there's just such negativity towards, you know, her and her her husband. And I mean, you know, when you see that, in someone, it breaks your heart because, you know, I mean, like we've said, you know, we all make mistakes, and it's moving forward, moving beyond, and you know, if we need to cut off that energy for a while, you know, do it, because we don't need to be there. And you know, it's painful, especially when it's your own flesh and blood. And I would really, it's really a matter of just allowing your heart to stay open, love that person, which you do anyway, especially when it's your flesh and blood. I mean, and when it's that close and it's that hurtful, it's just allowing that energy to just dissipate and cut yourself off, and just don't allow yourself to react. Quite often, like you said, Sandra, you know, we react, and because we're protecting that place within us that needs to be protected. But by doing that, we're just adding fuel to the fire, I guess you could say, that's already happening around us. Let's see. I wanted to just catch up on a few things on the chat box here. This is from Lonnie. When we meet in men's groups, I am sad to see how many men still fear the women coming forward. I think they are afraid they will lose something. Do you have anything that you'd like to share, Sharon, with that one, that question? Her statement?
Yeah. Wow. Okay. You know, I'm not going to put myself in a group that I've never been in, for sure, and to kind of like to give my opinion or to give a fact, you know, because I don't know what to base, you know, what to build on that fact or the basis of that fact. But, you know, maybe Lonnie, maybe in your group it is like that, but and maybe in some different groups it is like that as well. We see a lot of different cultures that we see the men overrun women for some reasons. Maybe it is fear, maybe it's not, maybe it's something else, but eventually, I can't really generalize, this statement, Lonnie. I respect that for sure. I do think that, you know, the whole relationship between men and women used to be a lot worse. You know, when I read history, when I read the stories, when I see things as they were before and I see them as they are right now. I've been through lifetimes when I saw a lot of abusive relationships between men and women. But I think it is, you know, in general, it is better. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. I mean, it's not perfect. I don't think that any gender needs to be overrun by the other one. But I do think that, you know, and it's really related to the abusive part, the, when it comes to abusive relationship, that what Sandra asked, I don't know, 10, 20 minutes ago. I think that when we find the compassion inside, when we really start to be compassionate about the people that are, you know, that are connected to us in the circle, whether directly or not, it is important to be compassionate, to be patient, and to realize that you can still love someone, and that someone still loves you, no matter how bad he or she treats you, because sometimes we really forget that we can be in their position on every day and be so afraid and so terrified by life and by the choices that we need to make, that we can switch the parts every day. We need to be there for them as much as they are for us. And what does it mean to be there for them? I'm also saying that sometimes we need to be there for them from afar, from supporting them from afar, and let them to go through their own road while supporting them from afar. Toxic is in the middle.
Yeah.
Sharon, can I ask a question? Do you not think sometimes that it might be a mental illness? And I know that gets us over in another area, but you can't help them, so you really do need to cut the cord.
Can you repeat that? Because you were breaking up in some part of the question.
Do you not think that it could be a mental illness that you need to cut this cord because it's not making you healthy too?
Oh, okay. Now I got it, finally. It really depends on the situation. I think when, you know, we all are capable of making the choices. I think when a person gets so abusive, you should really cut the cords. But Sandra, you probably know that better than I do, how difficult it is to do that.
Well, it's been very difficult to cut the cords from her, but I light a fire under her. She can just look at me. So thank you for that. The answer was good for me. Thank you.
Thank you, sister.
This is Rhonda. I want to say something. This is not about gender at all. I mean, I know it goes into a lot of gender-based relationships, but it's not about gender. It's about respect and honoring each other. And when that's not being done, you have to look and see why. Are they reflecting something in themselves that they need to reflect in order to work through it, or is it abuse? Because there is a difference. And that's what I wanted to say. And it's not about gender, because it happens in all different kinds of relationships, all over the place. So I'll pass the talking stick.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, with all of you. it's very, very powerful. I wanted to share some more with some of the things on chat, the chat box. And the little chat box is bouncing around, so I keep losing what I'm trying to do here. This came from Dale. I have always had a difficult time with separate groups for men and women. I understand that issues are different for both female and male. And he says, this is the time to unite as one and help each other work through these issues together. And he asks if he is off the mark on this. And no, you are right on the mark with that, because, you know, we have our differences. I mean, we are, and all of us were raised differently. And there's no right or wrong. We are still all one spirit. And it's just allowing ourselves to really look within when things come up. It doesn't matter, you know, who it is, if it's a, you know, a close family member, or if it's a friend, or whoever it is. We are all one. And it looks like Jim is saying here, if we have men and women groups, then we must come together as one after to share what is needed. Gray Wolf was speaking to Niketa about this yesterday, and wondering what she thinks.
Okay. Well, I don't know. From a personal experience, I personally think, or, you know, I don't know, for myself, that working with the women, for me being a woman, you know, working with the women is extremely important. And then also the men, working with the men separate is very important too. I think like these, and working together is very important at the same time. I think right now in the world, we're doing some big work right now, male and female, you know, we're trying to come together. And but there's a lot of, I feel a lot of healing that comes within just the female race and the male race. You know, us women, we need to come together. We need to talk. We need to express ourselves. We need to feel safe in a circle. And maybe some women don't feel safe with the men in talking circles. I've seen this kind of happen in some situations. It's kind of nice to have that feminine support. And then for the men, you know, guiding each other, supporting each other, talking about their feelings separately, having that space of just working on the masculine, I feel is really important. And then coming together, you know, how can we come together? How can we learn to talk equally with one another and find solutions of how men and women can finally, you know, be in union with one another and understanding one another, understanding the man's part and the female's part, you know, and having full acceptance with this. And, it's a time of personal work with this, you know. I think the men have been, it's not all men or however, it's been a very dominant male mentality, at least in my country, in the United States. And it's been this way. And then women, in another sense, in some ways have been, you know, kind of suppressed in another way. And both are kind of needing to kind of like come together and merge together. And it comes with a lot of internal healing, you know. There's probably more women groups now than I've experienced, at least in my lifetime, my young lifetime. But the women are coming together. We're gathering. We're expressing our cycles together, expressing our sacred goddess together. We're remembering who we are. And the same thing with the men. They're remembering the peaceful warrior, you know, the calmness, the nurturingness of the man, the feminine side of the man that they're embracing right now, and then coming together. So I think all these three circles are extremely important. The personal growth within ourselves and the personal growth within the group. So that would be my opinion.
Hi. Thank you, Nikita. I want to bring up here in the chat what Running Out group here is saying. In some ways, women would need to give up some energy and spirit to be equal with men. They see what we will not sometimes. It is the power that gets in the way. And, you know, that's a very powerful statement there. And I wonder myself sometimes about that because, I mean, our society is such that men were pretty much, what did I say earlier? I can't remember now. Pretty much in control, and women were, you know, taking pretty much the back seat, just raising the family and doing what was needed around the house, or you know, raising families. So with this change, this energy, this time that we're in these change in energies, you know, we do need to have these individual groups, I think, to learn, so the men can learn more about what they need to become the peaceful warrior, and the women to really start learning to stand up and own their power and become really who they are. And with the combination of the two energies, the peaceful warrior and the goddess energy coming together, really, that would be an amazing and is an amazing way for continuing to create this earth that is so needing this energy right now. And I know, you know, I'm sure this discussion is probably everywhere, and it's really, really important to for us all to come together and become one energy. Without that separation of men and women, but to become one and understand. Oh boy, we've already ate up this hour here, and see what we need to do here. I think I'd like to. Somebody have some something they'd like to say out there? I've cast the talking.
This is Rhonda. I just want to say one thing, because it was mentioned that there's more women's groups now, and I really think if you really think about that, the original women's groups were family and community, and it wasn't just women's groups. You know, the circles have been around for a long, long, long time. We just somehow forgot that we have that connection. And that's all I wanted to say. I'll pass the stick.
Yeah, I can understand that. We definitely have forgot who we are and why we're here and how important each one of us is individually, and how collectively important we are as we, you know, walk this beautiful planet that we have. I think I would like to have Niketa play the flute for a little bit. And then I'm going to close the show with one of my songs, Just Be Who You Are. And is there anything that Sharon or Sandra that you would like to say?
No, I'm good, actually. It was a very good show, and I sure will take that reflection and work with it. Thank you.
You're welcome, Sandra.
This is Sandra, and one thing, I am an outspoken woman and very strong, and I dominate a lot, so I really have a lot to think about it, because to this show, I didn't realize how outspoken I am. Thank you.
I'm a strong woman. And that's not a bad thing either.
Hey.
Woo-hoo! The goddess energy. Okay. Niketa, take it away.
I would like to start my song by giving an offering to the divine masculine and the divine feminine. And maybe while I play, we can come inside ourselves and connect with those two parts of ourselves, the masculine side and the sacred goddess. And imagining ourselves as a beautiful temple, that we're beautiful, and we're united within us, the masculine and the feminine. And while I play my song, I want to hold much healing space for the men and thank him for being a part of the show and for listening and contributing your hearts, and really want to send them as much love and energy and healing of men throughout the world, and vice versa for the women. Healing love to all the women, strength, good energy, connecting with the healing growth of the divine feminine.
Thank you.
that was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Okay, folks, just be who you are. The butterflies, birds, and bees, the rocks, the plants, and trees have a message of their own, never asking to be shown how to be who they are, how to be who they are. The animals who roam this earth know their place right from their birth, never asking to be shown what they've known since they were born, how to be who they are, how to be who they are. Can you see all that you do is a blessing just for you, being guided on your path, always forward, never back, being shown who you are, being shown who you are. The message that's here for you is to honor all you do, never asking who you are, know your truth right from the start, and just be who you are, and just be who you are. Thank you, folks. Catch you next time.